Joe in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you?
Hello, yes. I have, about 14 years ago, I installed some white vinyl siding on a gable above my attached garage to my ranch house, and it faces north, and it's supposed to be white, but it's developed this grayish cast over the years, and it's more gray down near the bottom where rain splashes up from the asbestos shingles against it.
Mm-hmm.
It could be mold, but it's not green. It's just this gray. It's all gray, the whole siding, but it gets a little more brighter as you move towards the top where the sun touches a little bit of it. Since it's facing north, it doesn't get much sun. How can I clean that?
There's actually a product from the Flood Company, and it's called Dexwood, D-E-K-S-W-O-O-D. And it's a cleanser that's made to remove that sort of graying that happens with wood as it weathers. And it also has the same effect on vinyl siding and composite decking materials. So it's worth a shot. I mean, it's not going to harm it. You might see that it brings that white vinyl color right back to the surface.
And Clorox has a new line of siding cleaners as well.
Mm-hmm.
That some of them have sort of the built-in nozzle where you can just attach the hose to it. Any of those cleaners, those siding cleaners, would be a good thing to use on the house. It just sounds like it's built up some dirt and just needs to
be there's something I can get that just attaches to a hose. That would
yes,
be great.
Correct. Yep.
Clorox, it's a brand new product. It just came out last month, actually. And I think it's called the Clorox Outdoor Pro Sprayer. And it's basically a bottle that it hooks up to your garden hose.
Joe, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.